shared parenting has come to mean equal shared parenting after divorce or separation, to where the old style was the default parenting plan was one day a week and every other weekend. And shared parenting means the children need access to both parents equally, and it would be equal shared parenting, equal custody after divorce or separation.
Now, are most parents okay with this?
There is an overwhelming majority of Missouri citizens that say shared parenting is the best interest of children, that children deserve to see both parents. But when you put those parents who are already in an anxious mode anyway, and you have a lawyer there saying, you know, you need to say this or say that in order to get the most custody, that way you'll get the most child support. It almost, our system almost encourages the fight. Whereas if we would have a rebuttable presumption of equal shared parenting, both parents would know at the get-go that unless there's some kind of issue with drugs or domestic violence or mental illness, they are going to share those kids. Those kids deserve to have equal access to both parents. And so I think the system that we have encourages the fight.
That's quite a statement. Now, you also have a state senator who is going to bat for you?
Yes, State Senator Rick Bratton. He is carrying our bill. It's SB 839. Before that, I had Wayne Wallingford carried it for years. I've been at this. This is my eighth year. So it's been a long haul. And so Rick Bratton has taken the helm and has done a fine job with it.
If the bill gets traction and passes and becomes law, tell me how it would work.
Well, the rebuttable presumption means that the parents will come into a custody hearing assumed to be the best parents for that child, which all parents should be assumed to be good parents unless proven otherwise. So it's almost like you come in innocent until proven guilty, whereas the old way is you're guilty until you prove that you're worthy. So, you know, every facet of law has rebuttable presumption except in custody issues and except in family court.
Back in the day, it was always the mother was the default custodian. But Missouri has moved away from that, I think, and a lot of other states. So is Missouri a father or a mother state?
Well, there still is lopsided parenting plans. Most of them give the mother more time with the child than the father. I will say that since shared parenting has gotten so much traction and advocates have spoken out so loudly, some judges are giving 50-50, are starting at equal without this rebuttable presumption. But it shouldn't really matter if you've got one of those judges or if you've got a judge that starts with you have to prove you're worthy. When it comes to parenting our children, it shouldn't matter what district, what court you're in, what judge you get, your lawyer's talents, the amount of money you have in the bank. When you're talking about parenting your children, that is a basic right for your child and for you.
Mm-hmm. And you're also a grandma.
I am a grandmother, yes. I want to love my grandchild up one side and down the other, just like her other grandmother wants to do that. But if the father just gets every other weekend and maybe one night per week, that doesn't really allow a lot of time for him to travel to the grandparents' home, travel to aunts and uncles, cousins, because he wants to see his child so much. So if it's equally spread, then that child gets relationships with not only the mother and the father, but both sets of grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles, and friends of both sides of the family. Look at all that social capital that child will be exposed to.
Linda Reitzel, the chair of the National Parents Organization in Missouri, joining us on Show Me Today. And Linda, this is a personal issue to you, right?
It is a personal thing to me. Now, my son got divorced in 2014, and he and his ex equally parented. They lived in the same community. He wanted 50-50, and the judge gave him every other weekend. Now, there was absolutely no reason for that, except that that is the way it's always been done. But I will go on to say this, that after a year of that, they, you know, they got over their madness and they talked to each other, and they are doing 50-50 now, and it's working great. But that's just in their case. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents hold the anger, and especially after fighting in family court for more time with your child, it's hard to get over that. But yeah. But in my case, I see my granddaughter more than I should, really. I just, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's not a complaint, right?
No, it's not a complaint. No.
Okay.
No, so, absolutely not.
So you've...
Sorry if it sounded like that.
No, it did not at all. Okay. So you are in your eighth year of this, and how do you feel about it this year? You know, we're counting down just a few weeks in the session. Are you hearing any good news?
Well, I mean, I think Senator Bratton wants to get it passed, and I think there's others in the Senate that, you know, agree with it and would like to get it passed. But this session has been one of the worst I've seen as far as getting along with each other and moving legislation through. So I am, as it gets closer and closer to the end, I am getting worried. But I still have hope, and it's there's nothing controversial about it. This shared parenting bill or language has passed the House of Representatives 3 years in a row, passed through the House. It has passed Senate committees four times. It just never makes it to the Senate floor and never makes it to the end. And, you know, we just need to give that final push to it and, you know, get it done, because it's not controversial. All research points to shared parenting as being in the best interest of children. Polling in Missouri say that Missouri citizens are in favor of it. Mm-hmm. Statistics on fatherless kids are just atrocious. I mean, when you think about the fatherlessness epidemic we're having, it is hard for me to imagine that a father who wants to have equal time with his child is told by a judge, no, you have to spend less time with your child. I can't hardly fathom that.
That's terrible.
Why anyone would do that. But that's what's happening. And, you know, this has nothing to do with people that might have domestic violence charges, might have mental illness.
Of course.
Might live apart. All those factors are in there, and the judge still has discretion. But
right.
If you have two fit and willing parents and they both want maximized time with their children, by darn, the judge should give it to them. Right. That is in the best interest of the child.
Unless one side presents something that...
We have all kinds of factors. We have, well, like the factors that I said, that they have that or anything that is an issue to one of the parents. They can bring it up in court. The judge still has discretion. The rebuttable presumption is just a starting point, and then you move on from there with evidence.
And attorneys would know this going in, that it's a moot point trying to get more custody unless there's some sort of disagreement that can be proven, right?
That's exactly right. Right now, you know, allegations are thrown into family court willy-nilly, and nothing proven. It's just an allegation, and if the judge believes this one and doesn't believe this one, I mean, it's really just a free-for-all. Mm-hmm. I mean, the rebuttable presumption would just change so much. It would free up the courts, for one thing. Mm-hmm. There'd be less fighting and more compromise.
And better parenting and co-parenting.
And better parenting and happier kids, happier children.
The chair of the National Parents Organization in Missouri, Linda Reitzel, joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.